Om Ajnana Dhinarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksanun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namaha Krishna Dadaya Krishna Thishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pashyata Desha Tavine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Siddhasari Kaura Bhakta Vinanda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Siddhartha Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Rukmini Durga Desha Rukmini Durga Desha Rukmini Durga Desha Rukmini Durga Desha Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jai Vala Deva, Jai Sulaja. Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Makakroti Vachala Pangulangaya Tega Yachita Tamahan Mande Sigur Nidhainam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Sram Ayum Tatsat I was very impressed by a song by Vasu Ghosh, where he wrote, Dadi Gora Haita Ki Haita. If there was no Lord Chaitanya, what would there be? And his song went out. So I thought, if there was no Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, then what would there be? So I'd like to share that song with you, and we'll have some Rajan singer sing it, some of the translation. I'll give a little thought. And if you like it, I hope that you'll sing it. Astasyan is Vyas Pujade. Lord Chaitanya just have Vajangas and Kartals. Low tech.
Haribol, Haribol.
If Srila Prabhupada had not come, what would have happened? How could we have passed our lives? Who else would have distributed the unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga all over the world?
When Srila Prabhupada came to the West, people said, why are you going to the West? They are very materialistic. Lord Chaitanya just then, the whole is that Lord Chaitanya predicted that in every town and village of the whole world, his message would be sung. But they saw none. That means every town and village of India. He said, no, Pratithite means the whole world. So, Srila Prabhupada, he had this vision that you have to carry out Lord Chaitanya's desire. We have to spread the Hari Nam, the mercy of Nitai Gaur to every town and village of the whole world. Srila Prabhupada ki! If he hadn't come, where would he be? Oh.
Which other compassionate person would have endeavored to deliver the miscreants, sinful impersonalities, and why do you stick people in the West?
See, Prabhupada, his mercy went even to this very difficult people. Like Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, it says, Pamti Tamti Jata Chilla Hodidavila Hila Tar Sakki Jagai Madai. That all the sinful people, they are also delivered by the Holy Name. The proof of that is Jagai and Madai. So Prabhupada, of course, all gentlemen and ladies, they were invited, but he also delivered even the people who are addicted to various bad habits, and his mercy was indiscriminate. This person is qualified and this one not. Everyone could receive mercy. Who else would have given such mercy to everyone? We don't hear.
Who else would have come to distribute Harinam to them? Who else would have come forward to transform them into civilized beings?
So, in New York, he also chanted in Thompson Square Park. And at that time, he had written to India, oh, this is a nice, we shut the people here. They want some spiritual life. Please come. But nobody came. Then he wrote, oh, please send me one drum and one mridanga, one kartal. But no one sent. So you have to use a longo drum. Just somehow or another, chanting Hare Krishna, giving the holy name, and people were dancing. At that time, on Lower East Side, it was mainly hippies. So, he said, we're making the hippies into happies. So, he taught how to lead a spiritual life. In fact, one journalist asked him, Srila Prabhupada, what is your mission? Oh, he said, I have a simple mission. I want to change the way that people think. I want to change the way that people think. That's the most difficult, right? He wants that people think and start thinking that I am this body, and my birthland is the Holy Land. They think I'm a spirit soul, and I should serve Krishna as the Supreme Spirit. I should serve the Supreme Spirit. Who else would have taught them how to worship the deity form of Lord Hari day and night with Arati Kirtana and how to conduct the Rava Yatra and other grand festivals? Nodwarka was one of the places that Srila Prabhupada held up in the, as an example in the West, having very nice deity worship, very often, and these deities are called as the Archa Avatar. They are the incarnation of the Lord in a deity form. So, also these deities have performed various miracles. And we hope that some devotees also tell. Last when I was here, one of my disciples was very sick, and the doctors gave them hope. Anupama. So she was in Phoenix. I prayed to these deities that if it pleased you, please help her so that she can make a lot of devotees. And all of that, as soon as I prayed to the Lord, her heartbeat already stepped up. It was down to 30, it came up. And she was here today, I don't know if she's here now. They can tell you. So these deities, are you here? They're very powerful. Now we should want to serve them. We should want to give. I thought, I have nothing to give. But we should want to give something. Whenever we visit the temple, give some donation or some kind, some fruit, some ghee, something, some money, anything. We are here to serve these deities. And after this, I think they have aarti and the kirtan in dance before the deities. So Prabhupada established this deity worship. He also established festivals. And I was fortunate. I joined at the Rath Yatra festival, making a Rath cart for Lord Jagannath in San Francisco. At that time, there was talk about establishing a center in Los Angeles. Of course, now Los Angeles Rath Yatra is one of the foremost in the states. So all these Rath Yatras were inspiration of Srila Prabhupada. And not only Rath Yatra, he gave us so many festivals like Janmashtami and Gaur Purnima and so many festivals. Here, they are regular festivals all around the year. So all these festivals, deity worship, these are all given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita contain the essence of the nectarian mellows of love of Godhead. Who else would have explained the scriptures so clearly and beautifully?
So he explained. His her thoughts, his explanations were very simple and straightforward. At the same time, they were quite illuminating and also erudite. So, but anyone who applied their mind could understand what he was saying. And this is not always the way that Indian preachers give their lessons. Once Ramaswamy was walking down the street and he walked by a Gita Gyana Yoga. One Mayavadi was putting on a Gita lectures where they presented that Gyana Yoga. So he saw one person leaving who he knew. I said, how was the class? And that person, oh, so nice, very nice, with the Swami spoke, very nice. So I said, oh, what did the Swami say? What did he say? What did he say? I don't know what he said. I'm an ordinary person. How can I understand that a great sannyasi speaks? I don't understand a word he said. But it was very nice. So that's the difference. Prabhupada, he understood what he was saying. And he spoke in such a way that we could understand him. We could apply his teachings to our daily life. Now his third thoughts in the Gita, Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the VBT publications, these are very straightforward, very simply presented, and very much to the point. So we are very much indebted to Srila Prabhupada. He also predicted that his books would be the law books for the next 10,000 years.
Would have tolerated all difficulties and distributed Harinam with a pleasant heart? Who would have given us the dhams such as Mayapur, Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri?
When I was driving to the Rath Yatra in New York, I had the good fortune to see to see some video of Srila Prabhupada when he left the car in front of the L.A. Temple, and he was greeted by all the devotees. They threw flowers, they gave him garlands, and he also gave some cookies and things to the devotees, especially the small tots. So there was such a lovely exchange. Actually, he was very merciful, very merciful, very pleasant with everyone. But sometimes we forget how many difficulties he suffered. He had heart attacks crossing the Atlantic. And Krishna appeared to him in a dream and told him, I will take you across the Atlantic. And the captain of the ship said, you see, the Atlantic is very rough. But that time it became like the Pacific. Very slow, very calm. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Sri Krishna ki.
Jai.
And we drove in New York from the Rath Yatra to the airport. We went to the Bowery, and by about 6 o'clock, everybody had closed their shutters. It was a rough place. Prabhupada lived there, was beaten, his typewriter was stolen. He suffered so many difficulties. And also I heard from one of my godbrothers that in 1967 he suffered a stroke which paralyzed him from the neck down for some time. And that time all the men had to bathe him and dress him. He was unable to move. And what, from the neck up, since his head and mouth were working, he was teaching them how to be Krishna conscious. Who would have taken all these difficulties and kept on giving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda? Jai Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
We should understand how much we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada. And also, he gave us the holy doubts. It was in his ideas, his plan, that all the devotees he makes in the West, they like to go to see India, to see the holy doubts of Vrindavan, Mayapur, and Jagannath Puri. He went to Jagannath Puri 2 times, at least 2, to buy some land. But at that time, he didn't find a suitable land. Since then they have about 25 acres of land. So I think that he would approve of this land. We also have Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhakti Kutir, which is a holy place by Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. So in the holy dham, that time, he took us around, and he did all the first Vrikram party. Vrikram party. So that way he kept the devotees busy. He also showed us the dham. And I had the good fortune to be sent here from the States, from Los Angeles. I came to see Prabhupada. He told me, I want you to go to India. So in 1970, I went to India. And there I stayed. In 1971, he sent me to Mayapur. So I was in the position to make advice for all of you. Now, since then, Prabhupada said that the small deities, at that time, I don't think the big deities were installed yet. It was Rukmini Dwarkanath. So they apparently told Srila Prabhupada that he should preach in India also. So he established the preaching also in India. Today in India we have about 75, 80 centers, and it's one of our biggest areas. So all these things were the vision of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. This list is not exhaustive. There are many things like farms, rugals, other things which I don't mention. But, I try to give out some of the important things.
The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constitute the greatest and most auspicious treasure. Who else would have engaged us in constantly practicing and preaching it?
Not only did Srila Prabhupada give out the mercy, he also gave the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. I heard that his book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, is now reprinted by DDT. So, these teachings of Lord Chaitanya gave the most essential points, how to the love of Godhead, how to the love of Bhakti. That's all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya were also presented by Sesh. So, he gave us so much. Who else would have taught us how to practice, also how to propagate the message of Lord Chaitanya? That we should distribute his books, we should somehow reach out and invite everyone. They don't have to change, but they should adopt Krishna, save our Krishna consciousness as a way of life. That means that even if they believe in Jesus or Quran, he didn't have any objection. But he said that they should also chant the holy names. If they don't like to chant Krishna name, chant the other, glorified name of the Lord, and they should practice these principles. So, who would have thought in such a broad mind of these ideas, these concepts? Sri Sri Nitai Gaura are desiratories of love of Godhead. Desiring a drop of their mercy, Jayapataka's heart incessantly takes shelter of your divine grace. Like the artist, they side the things. So, and then in the state, I signed it. That apparently is the culture that you put your name in the last. But if you want to sing about my name, I don't mind. Huh. The whole point was that this is to qualify His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, all of you are very fortunate. You have the good fortune to come to this temple and the good fortune to be part of Lord Chaitanya's extended pastimes and also to have the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. At the end of this class, Ananda Krishna has some t-shirts that today she wants to give to my god brothers and god sisters. They come up. I just want to say how I don't know how many of you have read Krishna book. So I think, if all the devotees read that, you'll see how the pastimes of the Lord, he unfolded them in Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. So this temple is called New Dwarka. So there many pastimes happened in Dwarka. See, Krishna was protecting the devotees of Vrindavan. If you went back after he had finished Kamsa, they would have attacked him there. So he stayed in Dwarka. And there he faced various attacks. He was one time Jarasandha. He came with so many million of soldiers to attack. And then he got a message. Rudini said, please, Sister Thawasa, marry me, but I'm for you. I want you as my husband. I want you as, please save me. So he had a choice. Fight or leave and stay there. So, he's also known in some temples as Ranchar Krishna. He got off the fighting field. Or Kshatriya, that's right there. To get off the fighting field. So when he went, up a mountain. And top of that mountain was colored by clouds. So they couldn't see. He and Balaram, and he went to the top, and he jumped. He jumped 80 miles. And landed on his feet. For Krishna, that's nothing but. Anyway, Ross, that's pretty far out. Then he walked away, and he got on his chariot. He drove off. So, Jarasandha, he thought, well, Krishna is up on the mountaintop and built fires all around to learn Krishna life. He thought, now I finished it all. So then he went, and he was surprised. He said, Krishna, he's here at the wedding of Rudini and Sister Thal. How the hell? I finished it all. And then Krishna rolled up. And he picked up Rudini and fell off. And they said, oh, what are you doing? You're doing? Krishna just took the bride. He fell off. And then they gathered their forces, all the young Turks, all the young Kshatriyas, and they thought, Krishna just, by his arrows, he cut their bowstrings, non-violence. Because they stung their log in. They went to the, So he cut everybody's bowstring. He drove off. And then the only one that chased him was a brother of Rudini, Rukhla. Something like that. Very interesting how he, then Rudini said, please don't kill him. After all, he's my brother. So, like that. Many pastimes. Quite interesting how Krishna did so many amazing things while he was in Dwarka. So here, Prabhupada wanted some amazing things to be done in New Dwarka. You see, Lord Chaitanya, he was able to get the animals to chant in the Jarakanda forest. Prabhupada said, at least if you can get the human beings to chant and dance, I'll leave some sitting in the sailor. So, here the role of the New Dwarkites, at least get all the human beings and San Francisco it's in Los Angeles, Southern California, Santa Monica, get them all to chant and dance, and they listen. Arriba. So, if there are any questions or comments, this is your time. I can't see so. Last year at the Vyas Puja, Srila Prabhupada, I had this idea. It suddenly came to me, and over the year I thought of it, and we had to send our Vyas Puja offering in the April, beginning of April. So, in March, after Rivadavanda, I started to write it. And I had some Bengali devotees help me to check the grammar. But it was my concept. So maybe 2-3 weeks. But I had a year to think about it. Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your nice presentation. That comparison that you have of Vasu Goswami's song, it fits perfectly with Prabhupada's mood also, that what would have been of our lives if Prabhupada wouldn't have come. And we, some of the members here of the New Dwarka, we go out in Harinam Fridays, Saturdays, every Friday and Saturdays, and also sometimes Wednesdays. And we actually live by Krishna's mercy and Prabhupada's mercy. We see the Chaitanya Charitamrita right in front of us. How many of these devotees or these people out there who are actually devotees of Krishna, they just don't know it. But by Prabhupada's mercy, a lot of them are becoming more familiar. And Hare Krishna has become like very popular. At least in some of the young kids, they accept us in comparison to about 30 years ago. So I was very touched by that song that you did over there. You were so kind to do that. And please give us the blessing so we can keep going with our Harinam Sankirtan.
Hello.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, that was simply wonderful, beautiful, lovely songs. And cannot more than better things. Beautiful. We also go to Sacramento every Sunday, Harinam and the downtown. There's so many people, we distribute book and Harinam, wonderful. I want to your shelter, Shravan Kumar, he's a Harinam crazy. If no one goes, he will, if his family not there, 24 hours he will do Harinam on the road. He's every day goes to Harinam, Harinam crazy. Shravan Kumar, what's that?
I want to thank you for show to us, for write that song. And in my case, you know, I'm not Prabhupada's disciple, I'm your disciple. And many of us, you know, here, we are not Prabhupada's disciples. And all these years, thanks to you, you have taught me, and I think, you know, all your disciples, to love Srila Prabhupada, to respect Srila Prabhupada, you know, in such a wonderful way that it's like we met him. And we met him thanks to you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for presenting us, Prabhupada, for presenting in my life. Thanks to you, I met Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Some of the devotees are Diksha disciples of Prabhupada, but everybody is a Siksha disciple. Everybody reads his teachings and takes his instructions. So it says the founder Acharya is the primary Siksha guru for all the followers. So everybody is a Siksha follower of Prabhupada. So, now, so, thanks to Ananda Krishna and her husband, we would like to give the Diksha disciples of Srila Prabhupada a t-shirt at the Hilly. And when it was Prabhupada's desire to have a temple of Vedic Bhattacharya. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we were trying for so many years to do. But now, Amrish Prabhu, he put together some. He put his wife in the team. And already the main structure is up. Just the domes remain. And then the structure will be complete. So they would like to move the DDs by 2016. So some of the some devotees are going to Vietnam and Turkey and Bolivia and different places around the world to get the best marble, the best stones, pure white marble, blue marble, so on. So it's very nice to please come and see how the temple, the DVD money that contributed for the temple has also gone. After so many years, and we're also trying to make an exhibition of Vedic cosmos, and also the beyond the cosmos. So this was the dream of Prabhupada. So we're trying to make Lord Chaitanya very well known amongst all the people. So built this temple, Prabhupada said it would have a great effect to make Lord Chaitanya very prominent amongst everybody. And if the people could see how the Bhagavatam gives scientific information 5,000 years ago on the observable reality of the universe, and then maybe people would like to believe the aspects which are beyond modern science to know what goes beyond the universe. So that's also explained by the Bhagavatam, that there's a whole existence beyond the universe. The universe has 14 planetary levels. And so each planet falls under one of these levels. But beyond this, there's a spiritual world. And that spiritual world is discussed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, all these things are very much important that we know what existence we live in. But most people don't know. In fact, most religions don't know that there's existence beyond Earth. So, although they say there's a heaven, but what is that? They don't know. They say there's a kingdom of God, but they don't know. So more information is there in the Vedas. So Vedas, all the Bible, Quran, they're all revealed by the only one God. But some have more information than others, are different in, but some things are the same, some things are more. So like this, we're just trying to give out people, they can understand what the Vedas have to offer. And so on. That way people will be very much inspired to know that there is existence after death. We are all eternal. And amongst the eternals, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Eternal. Amongst all the conscious people, He is a Supreme Person. So, that mystery of life is revealed in the Bhagavatam. So, we're very grateful that BBT is keeping these books available to all the people. And we hope that you all read the books and benefit from this sublime knowledge. So we're trying to do some Atendo Advaita Pantaya exhibitions so that people can get inspired to read his Prabhupada's books. I vote. So thank you all very much. One of the sacrifices you all have to make tonight, it's a very great sacrifice. You have to accept Sat Prasad. Now, in case you don't have appetite, see the deities, dance through them, and then you'll get more appetite.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Jai Pataka Maharaj. Before Maharaj leaves, he has some t-shirts that he wants to distribute to Srila Prabhupada's disciples. So anyone in temple right now who's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, directly initiated by Srila Prabhupada, please come forward and Maharaj will give you a t-shirt. And we'd also like to announce that this coming Thursday, as usual, we're going to have the art walk, Harinam, led by Ganesh Prabhu. So everybody please come out and chant with us in the streets downtown LA. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.